Hello everybody, my name's Destiny and you're listening to Destiny's Connect. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 5. I'm really enjoying this schedule of how, you know, every other Saturday is when I post a podcast episode because it's just really working out for me. And I'm going to stop saying it now, but I keep on going on and on about it. But it's just because I was so anxious about doing this schedule. And the fact that's really working out for me, I'm really happy. So this episode is going to be the second episode of the One Take series. I started this series in Season 2, but I haven't posted an episode since then. I think I did the last episode. It was with Chris and it was relationship advice. So if you don't know, the One Take series is basically an episode where I talk about a bunch of topics that don't even correlate together, but it's episodes that I feel wouldn't be long enough, or topics, I mean, sorry, that wouldn't be long enough for an episode. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. So the first topic we're going to talk about, which is linking to the question of the week that I asked, which was, what TV shows is keeping you entertained lately? And people answered All American. The one that I got the most was Euphoria, and I'm sure, and I know why, because honestly, on TikTok, at first I was like liking, because I like the whole aesthetic of Euphoria. I haven't really watched it or anything, so you know, I don't really know in detail, but the like their outfits, I think it's cool. And I've just been seeing a lot of TikToks, and I feel like at this point in time, you know, with the TikTok algorithm, when you like a bunch of videos, they show you the more videos like that, it keeps on coming up on your For You page. Now I'm stuck on the Euphoria side of TikTok, and I feel like, as someone who doesn't even watch the show, but imagine if it was someone who was actually watching the show and how continuously, like, within a day of it being out, a new episode being out, people are already making TikToks about it. Are you not spoiling it for people? Because I remember how annoying it was for me when I was about to watch Spider-Man No Way Home, and I saw this video, and I thought it was a spoiler, but it wasn't actually a spoiler. That person just made up a whole lie, and it was actually something else that completely happened. I can say it not because it's been time, but basically it was Aunt May who actually died, but they made it seem like Peter Parker died, and I was like, oh no. Which, now I think about it, doesn't make sense. But it, technically, you could say he did die for certain people. But yeah. And I'm just like, I think people need to be more, you know, conscious about it. Be a bit more conscious. And then also, people mentioned The Vampire Diary, Grey's Anatomy. Now, those two shows, I have actually tried to get around watching those shows. But I just feel like they have so many seasons. Like, Grey's Anatomy, there's so many seasons. But I always see the clips on TikTok, and I actually want to try and watch it. But I'm like, I don't know about it. I don't know. And Shonda Rhimes, I think she was one of the writers who, or producers, to work with the show. So, and I really like Shonda Rhimes. She really does really well. Her shows are really, really good. And The Vampire's Diary, obviously on TikTok. But I think maybe when I have time during the summer, when I'm finished, you know, because I'm going to have a long summer this year because it's my last year of A-levels, I will settle down and watch a TV show. But I am trying to get into anime. I had a friend and she recommended some shows for me to watch. And I had this moment where I mentioned, I know that, like, the proper anime fans are going to laugh at me. But I know that I really loved growing up. I loved watching, like, anime movies. Like, I think there was one called The Moving Castle. I can't remember the exact name, but that was a good movie. And also, I know this may not count as anime because, you know, it is, like, an American animated. But technically, it is anime. Avatar The Last Airbender. I love that cartoon show. I can watch it all the time. It's really, really good. I used to pretend that I was a waterbender, that I was Katara, but that's a long, long time ago. But yeah. But is it just, oh, I didn't even answer the question for me. What TV shows have been keeping me entertained? For me, it's been Suits and Power Book 2. And I want to make a quick spoiler alert that I am going to be talking about Power Book 2 and what's been happening recently. But I feel like it's been long enough so I can talk about it. So I'm just saying again, spoiler alert, I'm going to be talking about it. But first of all, I want to say, I feel like all the good shows are actually coming to an end. And it's making me sad because all the shows that I watched that I really enjoyed, the cinematography and everything, the visuals, the director is really, really good. they're all just coming to an end. Like, Money Heist is finished. That one, I cried on the last episode because I was like, why? I really, really enjoy that show. What I enjoy about shows like that, like action movies or action shows, is that the plot, you're always like, wow. It leaves you mind boggled, like, how did that happen? Or even the cliffhangers, or when things happen, you're like, wow. Or, like, even just, like, shows like Star, Empire, like, all the good shows. How to Get Away with Murder is finished. Like, I'm just thinking about all my good shows I used to keep watching. They really are, have all ended. And I'm like, what's going on? Because with Netflix, either they've cancelled shows, I'm waiting for the next season of, like, Bridgerton, and they're really just taking the mick, and they just are prolonging it. Like, we've been waiting how long? For about a year now, and they're releasing the new season in March. And I was so excited for when they were releasing that trailer episode. I was like, what? Really? In the whole season one of Bridgerton being released, and it being out on Netflix, yeah, I've finished reading the whole book series. The whole Bridgerton book series. I finished reading that. And I was like, what is going on? Now on to Power. Okay, I'm going to spoil it because I think I'm talking about Power Book 2, by the way, guys. So we're on the point where Tariq's been arrested, and then he reads the letter that Ghost left him about, you know, you deserve to be where you're meant to be, where you are right now. And about how Diana, she really just let all the family secrets loose. And she let it be known that Zeke, Aunt Monet, is not your auntie. She's your mother. Have you guys remember that the EastEnders scene where it's like, she's like, you're not the boss of me. And she's like, I'm your mother. It was kind of like that, but, you know, Americanized and very dramatized. And I was like, Diane, you really, really just messing it all up. Like, what is going on? But at the same time, I understand what she did, but it's like, why she did it and what she did. But it's like, there's a better way. You're really, really, you're revealing a big secret. You just reveal it just like that. And Tariq, the way he was going on and on and on about Ghost, he's actually becoming Ghost. He really is. And I felt like, I don't know if people picked up on it, but the song that they were playing, I can't remember the name of the song. The song that they were playing when Tariq gets arrested is the same song that they played when Ghost got arrested in the original Power series. So I feel like it's kind of like a cyclical structure or a motif reoccurring, and we're seeing how Ghost became Ghost and how Tariq is becoming Ghost. So we'll see how that all works out. But I just wanted to talk about that. Even with Netflix, yeah, I'm having a bone to pick with Netflix because they've cancelled all their shows or they've ended all their shows. And I understand all good things come to an end. But they need to really get better because, like, they even up the price where it's like, I can't remember, is it £15 per month? And it's like, these shows are not hitting. I'm out here trying to rewatch shows. I'm out here actually rewatching Moesha. But yeah, that's all I have to say for this right now. But I've really just talked this whole spiel about TV shows. But let me know, guys, how do you feel about Power and how do you feel about Netflix and what's going on? I think I'm really going to move on to Disney Plus, but we'll see. Okay, the next topic I want to talk about is quite political. And honestly, because in season one, I did quite a few political topics. Like, I did the whole Black History Month series. And I really want to bring that again about different things that I want to talk about. Because, for example, in college, one of my EPQ that I'm doing right now, I'm doing it about the Race Relations Act 1976 and whether they were successful in combating racial discrimination. And I'm really enjoying it. And, like, different things that I'm researching, different things like that, and the books that I read, I would like to bring that more into Destiny's Connect and talk about more like my political side or even just sharing political information. So right now, what is the current climate right now in the UK? If you're not from the UK, what is going on is the whole Partygate scandal. And this is where some MPs were found to have had parties, Christmas parties. And now prominently, our Prime Minister Boris Johnson was found to have a birthday party in June 2020. when it was the rule that, you know, we had a rule, very strict rules about being around individuals. You know, this was the time where COVID was quite high and where family members were dying and certain family members were not able to say goodbye. It was only through FaceTime or text messages. And so it's really been a scandal, and it's really upsetting to see how the UK Prime Minister is someone who has set out these rules, who is given this information, and we're going through a tough time period, and to find out what these MPs were up to, and specifically what Boris Johnson was up to. And the claim is that he was ambushed. Currently, there's been a whole investigation. They said that there was going to be a report. We haven't seen this report yet. We're waiting for it to be released to see whether or not he did break the rules or different things, or whether or not he thought he was breaking the rules or in things. In the PMQs, it's really been coming out where we're seeing there's a divide politically in terms of parties. Christian Wakefield moved from the Conservative Party to the Labour Party. David Davis said, in the name of the Lord, please go to Boris Johnson. So we're seeing it all really break out. And I guess what I just want to say about this whole situation is where it's really disappointed me, because I personally don't really align politically with the Conservative Party, but that doesn't mean to say I'm against anybody who votes for the Conservatives or in different things. But obviously, I've always questioned Boris Johnson as a leader in general, and I wouldn't say I am the most happy seeing him as a Prime Minister. For me, the main reason why I don't really like Boris Johnson as a leader, just because of like his history, his record, I feel like it's always something with this government. There's always something going wrong, whether or not it's the reports about saying institutional racism does not exist, or saying about how the focus on black working class children education has put off white working class children, or whether it's some shape or form news coming out where even with Partygate, you know, number 10 having parties, Boris Johnson having parties during lockdown, the prorogation. I feel like it's always something with this government and it's a problem. Or where in the PMQs, you never blatantly see him answer questions. He's always deflecting it or coming up with stupid responses, such as like saying Keir Starmer is not a leader because he's a lawyer, which is very stupid. But yeah. I think I'm not against the Conservative Party, do you know what I mean? Support what you want to support. But even the comments he's come out saying, he's said some quite ignorant things, calling Muslim women with burqas letterboxes, even comments he's made about black people. He just seemed very ignorant. And I'm looking at him like, this is someone who's leading the country, our Prime Minister, who has a lot of prime ministerial power in his hands. And he's someone who's unreliable, untrustworthy, and the way he's even led the UK with the lockdown and everything, it's just been a roller coaster. And then now it's like, can you even trust him? It's all a mess. We're waiting for this investigation, we're waiting for the report. Where is the report? Nowhere to be seen. But yeah, I want to talk more about these political issues. So if you guys have anything that you want to add on or even talk about, you can message me, DM me, or just anything. I'd like to hear your opinion on what's going on with Partygate. In terms of the US politics, one thing that I can go on and talk about for days is constitutional law and the Supreme Court in the UK and in the US. Stephen Breyer has announced, that possibly he will be resigning. And so we're going to be seeing Biden nominating a candidate to become a new justice in the Supreme Court. And this candidate, let it be known, will not change the balance. Currently, right now, we have quite a lot of originalist and strict constructionalist justices, more than loose constructionist justices. But what it will do is at least add maybe some sort of diversity, or, you know, add to Biden's legacy in terms politically, because justices have tenure, which they stay in for life once they've been appointed and confirmed by the Senate. And Biden has made it very clear during the general elections in 2020, the US general elections, that he would be looking for a African-American woman to nominate as a justice. So we'll see how it goes. I haven't really looked at his candidate yet, but I think it would add some more diversity, and it would be good, you know. Adding more diversity gives more perspectives from all walks of life, and especially with the amount of political power that the Supreme Court has in terms of interpreting the Constitution and shaping US society. We have so many cases, Brown v. Board of Education, you know, stopping segregation in school. But we'll see how in schools, sorry, in America. So we'll see how everything works out. But I'd say in terms, that is good news, you know, that is something to look at. But I would just say in terms of politics, often when I mention politics for people, people are like, oh, it's boring. But I would try to encourage people, like, even if it's, you know, reading a news article a day, or, you know, if you hear someone who has more knowledge, maybe engaging in a conversation, because politics is, it's what's going on in the world. And it's good to know what's going on in the world, because when you do turn 18 and you do have the right to vote, so you can have as much information to make a vote that, you know, best represents your views and what would be helpful and what, and you know, what's going on in the world and certain policies and looking at things. Politics isn't as boring as it may seem. I know it might be daunting if you maybe come from a home where politics is not really discussed as much, but I think honestly it's an important time, especially what's going on in the world. You can see how much, you know, voting and what our leaders, the input and the power that they have over what's going on in the world. I think it's time that people take up, you know, and they try and seek the knowledge. Even if you don't have it, try and have conversations. And don't be as scared of being like, oh, everybody knows more than me. It's okay. You're learning. With me, I would say I take politics in college. Compared to most people, I may not have the best knowledge, but I still can have some inputs in different ways. Or even reading books. I want to start recommending books, not only just political books, but just books in general. A book I would really recommend, books that I would say for beginners and helps you understand, is Natives by Akala, Blacklisted by Jeffrey Boachi, and Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race by Rennie Edo Lodge. I think those three books are really, really good books that I would recommend. I'm going to start recommending more books each week or each month, and discussing the books that I read throughout that month or throughout that week that I really enjoyed. Okay, now the final topic I want to talk about is the podcast men that are ruining it for all us podcasters. I want to make a quick disclaimer. I do not hate men at all. At all. Like, I think, you know, we're all created in the image of God. We're all brothers and sisters. We should all love one another. But sometimes there's just some men, some boys that I feel have the audacity. That's what it is. The audacity to come and get a platform, a podcast, and just talk ultimate trash about women and just ooze off all their toxic masculinity, their insecurities, and push it on and give it and plaster and package it and make it seem like it's advice when it's not, and it's horrible, and they're insulting women. You know, there was one particular, this podcast, I can't remember his name, but he was just talking about this girl, and this girl was there, and he was insulting her, and he was like, oh, I just think women like you are not special. What makes you feel entitled or feel to have the audacity to say things like that to people? Like, I really think people need to get in check. And it's consistently, and I'm always seeing it's men. I'm seeing a lot of men. I'm not trying to be biased or anything, but I'm seeing a lot of men doing this. And I'm like, it's come to a place where, you know, we're on a place where we've all reflected on things, certain comments that have been made and how girls and women have come up to say that, how it affected them. And I think it's time we stop. We stop. And if we have a podcast, please make a good plan, you know, make it unique. Not the same questions on and on about men and women, about, you know, dating. If you're going to be giving advice, give good advice and realize how you're actually going to influence people, and you shouldn't be spewing this nonsense. And you need help, and you should go and pray and go to therapy. Please and thank you very much. That's what I want to say. I just had to get this little rant off my chest, because it just infuriates me sometimes. I'm like, how do people think like that? Are you okay? Are you normal? Are you not embarrassed? Because this is very embarrassing. Like, what is this? Go home. Go to sleep. Please and thank you. Before you think about buying that microphone on Amazon, think again. Think again. Because sometimes I listen to these apps and I'm like, listen, you're done. You're done. you're done, because what is this? What is going on here? My fellow podcasters, I think we need to come together and really like reflect on this and say it's enough is enough, okay? Enough is enough. I feel like podcasting is becoming the new YouTube. That's what it truly is. And you know, I'm all for people, you know, starting YouTube channels, starting podcasts, but I said podcasts or becoming podcasters or whatever. But I just think be careful of what you put online and what you're spreading. So that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one takes episode, and let me know if you're enjoying this one take series, because I want to get some feedback and see how I can, what I can do to improve it, or if you guys like it, or maybe it's switching up a little bit, adding some tweaks. So yeah, don't forget to follow Destiny's Connect on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I have been saying it, but I will actually try and start posting a lot more. And also, don't forget to follow or subscribe to Destiny's Connect, depending on what podcast platform you're listening to this podcast episode on. Rate the podcast. Also, get in contact with me. Let me know what you guys enjoy, what you guys would like me to improve, or you can recommend different topics, or even if you want to be a guest on the show, I don't mind. Connect with me, you know? You don't just have to wait until every Saturday at 12, well, every other Saturday at 12 to hear from me. Just follow me and you can hear from me frequently. And yeah, bye guys.